also a smoke star. So we went through really six different levels. And today being the seventh level, we get to the Sugya Moksa. By the first level, something that's Eichlin and Kisvei Kaidish, that came out, Sivdalad, it's Mutter. You can move it for no reason. We had a second level, Kehilim Al-Gabay Shulchan, the Shibuah Sakon Chod Gimel. He brought out Machlaikis, the Rambam says to be Machlaikis, like Lisha Machlaikis. However, newest place can seem to go, there's Nichol Get of Eichlin Mashkin. The third level is Klish Shemach Leheter itself, Sif Dalad. We pass his motor mechamo, the tail, besides Targuf Mechamoi. However, the Mechava says, and like Rashi, is also slow the Tzorek Klal. The fourth level is a Klish Shemach Leheter, Sif Gimel. We pass like Rovo, that's motor, the Gufa Mechamoi, it's also mechamo tzel. The fifth level we discussed, based upon the Meshavu, the Kodna Medalid, is a Klish Shemach Leheter, there's no Ishtamps of a Heter at all. That those when we chayshish nichli get a muktzah machmas gufoi, a gam the mishabur does not seem to go this way. We had a sixth level a muktzah machmas chasar kis sif alf and sif beis. But even though it's a kli, as a getter that we pass it also as our gufoi umakaymoi. And today will be the last level, the seventh level a muktzah machmas gufoi. That's also to move at all. That means basically by after today's chabura, you basically finish the basic ideas of different muktzahs where to put every single kli inside. Now there are other muktzahs, Meshvuah B'Gizan D'Akdamo from the Beis Yosef, there's muktzah by Mechubar, by Nishmoshes, muktzah by Tzedo, which said that's in Hilchos Yontif. I mean, it's really after this, the point is once you know under what category to put it under, the main thing afterwards is how to metaltel it, Tiltel B'Gufoy, Tiltel B'Nitzad, the Sugya Bos, to Kehino. But the levels of muktzah under what category is basically what you learned this first couple of weeks of this model over here. That means basically we had the categories, the bosses, or the basis of the Geirat Sugya Moksa. Now, in Sivah Sivzayin, the middle Sugya Sivzayin, Kamal the Mechaber, discussed the idea of a something that's a Moksa Machmas Gufay. Its words are, Dovash Ein Boi Shaychas L'Kli, Yoyin Tzreiris O Evonim, you have these racks over here that's not a Kli, Afo Pish Yoyin Lichos Ben Kli, it can't possibly be used, you can't use it as a bottle cap, still Osir to Metaltal. Explains the Ramah, that why it's also the Tautal, she ain't a Kli Klal, it's not a Kli, we have a level of something that's not a Kli. There was also the Tautal, explains the Ramah, now the Sarkuvoi and Koshkin Sarkuvoi. You have something that's a rock, that's a classic example, that cannot be moved at all, a garment has a use, but since it was not made to Kli, the mice it's nothing. Now, there is a Taz over here, that says that Pi Goy, the mice it's mutter. But all cases of Tautal Mukso, as Mavucha among the Achayim, what exactly Taz means, the Prima Golem sends you to Reishayin Vav and Reishayin Tes. This is Mishibur also discusses this in Simon Shin Zayin. How Be'ikah the place can go, whether they want to say it means Pshan the Taz or not Pshan the Taz, is really Paskin that Negev to go to Metatal things is always one Dargo lower than the Muksa itself. That means, for example, Klisham Lak that says we hold is Muksa only the Chamel itself. But Smudah Sarkuf Mekoimai. Negev to go will be Mati even the Chamel itself, one Dargo less. Negate a muksa machmas gufay, that where we're going to pass in, which we will see in other places. I'll say also it's mutter only tar gufay mekaymei, also mechamel itself. As the lomdus is, could we get a sugya tiltel mansad, a yid could do tiltel mansad and tar dover a heter. So guy when he moves something is kain the asuya tiltel mansad, therefore it's mutter tar gufay mekaymei. Again, there is a shadow of that's what it means over here in the Taz. Again, we're going to get back to Bez Hashem, negate the sugya of guy, what a guy can do, negate Yisrael. And we'll always give it one darga less negate to Yisrael. Now, the question really is, how do you find muksa machmas gufay? That means, the makar we're coming from, is that until now we're discussing things that are kelim. We have a kli iser, we have a kli heter, we have a case of chasar and kli. The story negate the muksa machmas gufay is really one yisoid. It's not a kli. That means the Gemara, by also Kuf Chavdal, the Manal speaks out clearly, the whole time discussing moving things, when you can and can't, is Kalim. But says Gemara, Hechid Eker Torah's Kli alone. No Torah's Kli, then a person cannot move it. And therefore, that's the Losh of the Mechaber, the reason why a person cannot move these things, because it's not a Kli anymore. There are most Losh in that way. And he points out, they cannot learn out. Now the question is, once you know the Getter is not a Kli, what defines not a Kli? I mean, the definition is not a Kli. That's the definition. Now, well, how do you look upon that? Do you look at Kol Torah Kula, other Sugis in Chas? They point out, for example, we want to compete to the Sugya of Tumah. The Mishnah Kufchav Gimel Beis brings down the case of a Zayas that has a handle over here. Again, the gate of the Sugya of Tumah is Shudikli 8. It's not a Kli. Yen the gate of Moksa, it is a Kli. So we see clearly from the sugya the person cannot compare tumah negiyah to sugya of Shabbos. Boy, the pasuk was speaking out an example. The case of sand, in general, kol tarkula is not a kli. Yet, if a person has a sandbox, if you don't get about the isurim negiyah to losh or building things, the sandbox is miyachet to go use, or you want to cover things with it, ma'aseh nichal get of a kelim. So we see that the idea of kelim cannot be extrapolated from other sugyas in Shas. So the question is, what defines not being a kli as muchs and nachmas kufay? So I think here there are six yesoides how to define it. I'll try to cover these six yesoides to get together clear. The first yesoide is something that has no shimush at all, not on Shabbos and not during the week. Make a simple example: the Gemara Daf Lama Beis by Dabla Melech, he passed away. Shlomi said, "How can you move him?" The Beis has no shimush, not on Shabbos, not during the week. The Gemara Daf Nun discusses your dirt on the floor. You have stand and you don't plan to go use. That's nothing. And no shimush on Shabbos, no shimush during the week. Graf Shalui, a diaper. Not the diaper itself, inside of the diaper. The Taya, Graf Shalui itself, has betzim no use. Now you may hold on Shabbos. They put moksanach meskufai, abonim, servus, atzamois, bones, clippers, shells over here. All these shells betzim have no use. Now on Shabbos, not during the week, it's moksanach meskufai. The example which we'll discuss is how far to take it. He brings down a look in the gate to lulav. How do you look at the lulav? True, mice and makom mitzvah is terrific, but in general, a lulav has no use. Therefore, the Mishmur brings down some korn chaferi and also in Hilchas Sukkos, building upon the chayodim and the sivah to Shabbos. What do you do with a lulav? It's not used to be made on Shabbos, not made to be used during the week. So, gam, there is a taz once you make it, says the Mishmur by us, nichon the category of moksa mach meskufay. A simple example that I'm going to bring down is the Eid Bedika. Now, before you use it, it's a wonderful kli. After you use it, you have Shor Terov, also has a Shtamshus. They will also, but it's not Muksa. But after it's used, and after you know exactly what happened, there's zero use afterwards. You're not using it again. Today's society, we do not rewash it. And therefore, what do you go do with it? The big shiloh, once you go up Paskins, now it's a rock in his hand, you have to drop it. Unless they put it down, you have right to take it away. Only it's not a sugi graf shari. It's not nice being there. Otherwise, the etzem is a rack. Has no use on Shabbos, no use during the week. It's etzem is like a shivrek plea that has no use anymore. Right, and like shivrek, okay, we'll get a shivrek kelim per se. That's it. Every shivrek plea that has no use, no, it's a shivrek kelim that have a use and thrown out. You're talking about a case that etzem has no use.
But anything you use that you want
to throw in the garden. No, we'll get a shivrek kelim. It's called. It's causing the etzim something that has no use.
If you use it for shimush, right?
So if you use it for shimush, come on, the place can say, if it's a good shiloh, then it won't be moksa. You're right. But then it has use.
What's the difference between that and a regular tissue?
So the place can discuss that what you do with a regular tissue. You put it in your pocket and you would use it over. So the Asura Nachorim say, if you won't use it over, no chance. You're right. Great question. Only had to be tell the sugya graph. But newest people do, when they're next Shabbos, they stop giving my tissue, I have them last week. Use it over, you can say it has a shimush. But something etzem again, the site over here is, has no shimush, not shamush, not during the week. That is muksamach meskufay, it's why it's not a kli. Building upon that, they discuss, let's say something will have a shimush, but not in the matzav it is right now. Right now it has no shimush. The example that comes from the sugya and Sif Yud Aleph, but the case of a machat. Gemara Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. You have this dinal over here that has a pointy thing over here. The Lacha says the Shulchan Aruch that if before it was made, not it was made and then it broke. Before it was made, the reason why a person can use it, take out the crates, says the Mishaburuk is Zinim Nimlachalayel. Sometimes people change their mind, they're going to leave this needle without the hole inside, with the pointy thing, to change their mind to take out crates. But let's say people never change their mind. Example, a person has building a car, it's on the assembly line. No one's going to change it. Oh, I want to leave it like this, not finished. It's an unfinished product. Then, even though eventually it will have a shimush, but since right now it has no shimush, it says the loch b'machat, the only reason why b'machat is a kli right now, a gam is not finished, because sometimes you change your mind. But the state we see from the Mishnah Berurah, we do not sometimes change your mind on the assembly line, the mice is not a kli. Which I think everyone understands that Poshah Sahara, right now it's not a kli, it has no use, and the only way to have use is eventually to change it, so right now it's not changed yet, it's muksa machmas kufay. So let's take different examples. Example food. Food about is not muksa, we know that from Sif Dalet. Light's food right now is not ready to be eaten. You have flour, you have rice that's not cooked yet. You have raw potatoes. Right now it has no use. You have to change it. Kabbalah Paiskim and say Echanami. That's Moksa Machmas Gufay. Very simple. Why? Egama has use, but not in the matzav it is right now. It's like the car on the assembly line. The food's on the assembly line. It's not finished yet. They discussed even medicine. Now, medicine, they say, let's say there's a chile around, you have to use it, or it's common to be used, so then it won't be mokso. But in a standard situation, when you have these medicines in your house, that's not, has no use unless people change, but etzema has no use per se. A common things might change, right now there's no person around, right now it's mokso and Shabbos. Now the question is, once we agree to this yisoid, how far do you take the yisoid in the assembly line? That means, I think everyone understands, a person has a brand new button. We discussed buttons when it fell off your shirt. Which people want to say in the mice, since you plan to attach it, it's not muksa agavi limoran. But let's say, in case you have a brand new button that's not attached yet, betzim, it's on the assembly line to eventually attach it to your shirt. That means right now it's muksa bach muskufa, it has no use right now. Bosh is for. No one changes their mind to do it that way. Nobody does it. I mean, you want to tie it, well, you can take the button, put it underneath, but show everyone to make it stick it out. If it's zimna and limlaka, people will change their mind and do that sometimes, you're right. But when I did that, no one changes their mind. They first they could get an assembly line. Question again is always how far to take the yisoid. Example, let's say a person has a fan that the plug is not in, or the plug is in, but it's not pushed the button over here. How do you look upon that? Is that nechla case that has no use right now, has to be changed in matziv? Is that right now a shivrit kli? Right now a fan that's not plugged in cannot be used. It's on the assembly line. They have to eventually plug it in. So if that not used, muksa machmas gufay? No, it's called shimush. You plug it in, you push the button. What's the shikla das of any chashmal object that's not connected, not working right now? Interesting shiloh. My son, Shalom Yehudi, is the question to Eliashiv. That right now, it's like a shiva kli that has no use. Therefore, it's muksa machmas gufay, since you have to change the matzav. That anything that you have, that any food processor, any fan, anything that's not working right now, you have to change your battery and the clock you watch. Muksa machmas gufay shivik, who has no use, you have to change the matziv. Numus achronim want to grapple that. They say that's called shimosh. Avad is a finished product. They ask questions to Moshe, and Shlomo Zalman, and the Zilber, of Lodin, Shmir Shabbos, and others. They want to tell you, no, avad is a kli. It's a finished product. You're not getting it from the assembly line. It's finished, you put it, you have your house. What do you have to go do? You have to push the button. That means they're arguing exactly how to look upon it. What is gemar? Take another example. When a person has a blank piece of paper, so we discussed inside the sukkah chasar kis that by certain people it might be chasar kis. Nice, I think most people the bezman hazeh, where a person would use it to give a spill or throw in the garbage. Again, it's an empty, wonderful piece of paper. Put the idea of chasar kis aside. They discuss other problems in the gate, the case of a piece of paper. Paper is made to write, and once you have things to write, to read what it says afterwards. Right now, it's not a finished product till you have the information that's put on the piece of paper. That means you're buying unfinished paper because you have to have things written on it to go use to write afterwards. So the question now is paper not sarkis? Is it muksa machmas gufoy? Come on, the grass, portam chayim no. His words are, betzim ain't toritz kli klal. It's not a kli. Why? Because it's not, seem to be not finished. Therefore, the isra maisha. So besides chazarin kis, say the bayas, not a choshev kli over here. Kula Shabbos brings it down that way. Erech Shabbos, others. The one tiny is not a gemar kli right now. It's not a sheni. The oil here could argue stark. You bought it. It's finished. It's cool using it. And therefore the chodashani, Shmir Shabbos, Shalom Yenison, they come along and nichon together of kli shema kli iser. Especially you can argue the point. I see some people what they do. They take paper and they write it to get this, to listen to shchaburah to stay focused and they put it to shemus. I mean, don't take a piece of paper over here to actually to read afterwards. The point is just to keep their mind focused on what the person's saying over here. Ach, I see sometimes. So, for that reason, you can argue that the point of a piece of paper over here is to use, not to just read afterwards. But only to get about another shiloh. We're saying, Zimna Nimla, you have to change your mind. Maiso, my mukso, the idea was Zimna La Mulso. I mean, sometimes a person would change his mind, maybe to take this piece of paper. When a person changes his mind to make an airplane, a person changes his mind to clean up a spill, change his mind to put in the garbage. So why is it not nechal get a plea? Because it's in the nimel chaleo. Therefore, there's a third option coming with achrayim. And the why time is a klish shemlachtoi leheter. This will be Asher, the Bi'omer. The Apiyosh, the one time is nechal get a klish shemlachtoi leheter. Why? Because when I see a change of mind, and you use it as a bookmark. You do have a mind, just like by a needle, that you change your mind to take out the kites. But here also you change your mind to be a case of a bookmark. And you get about, again, the idea that it's made to be for writing, but we'll get to sugya, and that's one of the most of the gate to moksa. It's never written upon, so who says it made to be written? It was made for that, but that's one that cannot make something moksa. You change your mind, so maybe it's pretty shamak letter. So it really comes out that how do you look at paper? Among the swarm, there seem to be four mahalchim. Those call it a simple understanding, kli shemak lisser. It's made to write. Some will say it's kli heter, be a bookmark. Those will say muksamach maskufoi, be a moishis, not a kli. Those will say vishmuch, sarin kiss. And each one has its makor and its raya and its swar over here. How do you look at paper? What is paper on Shabbos? A blank piece of paper. To give another example, similar idea. You go to the bathroom with other tissues, there's only near toilet. Toilet paper. Now, to use toilet paper, you have to rip. That's what you do during the week. That's what everyone does during the week. Is it a finished product? It's called ishtamshus, the klish shemat le'iser, mutasarku from the kaimai? Or is it, no, you're finishing it when you're ripping it, and now it's an assembly line that you brought home, and to use it, you have to rip. What's a shikla das? Is it muksamach maskufoi? Or is it klish shemat le'iser? Can a person move it to the sarku kaimai? It's bothering, it's blocking me, can I move it? It's not clean, Gedal Shal being not clean. How do you look upon it? So when the Yisrael Yashiv, Shevik Asi, Shalmi Yehuda, he goes this way, they want Taino, mice is not finished, you have to rip it. So what's toilet paper? It's Mamish Muxamach Maskufoi, it's on the assembly line. You're the ones coming to finish it over here. Atzad Hashem, you see the Pisket Chuvah, what do you mean? You bought it, it's finished. It's called Klishamach to Isser, because you have to rip. It's called Ishtamshis over here. At the Shlishi, the Winston Konkineski, and the Skirelitz, you know what I mean? You can use it the way how it is. You can change your mind. People use it on Shabbos being connected. It's Kli Shemlach Toi Lehetjes, not Mukso. The Pella, how far the Swarm take the idea of this concept? Where do you look at something that people rip but don't have to rip? Under what category do you put it? Is toilet paper Muksamach Maskuba, even Sarf Makayim is also? Or no, is it Kli Shemlach Toi Lehetjes, which I think the other one assumes that way? Or no, Konkineski Kodashani says the person changed their mind, use it the way how it is. Not Muxa Kiyuza. A similar case, somehow they don't call it the same way. What's silver foil? You want to use it on Shabbos, and move it to Tzarek. Is that the same thing? How do you use silver foil? Anyone comes along and rips it. So, over here, you didn't rip it yet. So, ripping it is the Gemar. You finish off the product over here? But no, that's called Shamshus. So here, Kamat, all the Svarim come along and say it's Muxamach Maskufa because anyone has to rip it to go use it.
Sure, it's not
Shabbos to use it, huh? Eliashim, Shabbos, Rafael, Lucha Musa, Orcha Shabbos, everybody. The slight problem I have is those who hold toilet paper is Klishavan and Isser, somehow more Machmat by silver foil. That means the Orcha Shabbos, Mishma Shabbos, Piskei Chuvis, all three of them are Maisa make on toilet paper, and all three are Machmat and silver foil. The Svarim is very hard to understand why that should be so. You could argue the point and say, Meister, so far you have to rip.
You have to rip.
And toilet paper, you don't have to rip. I don't know.
Use it to cover it, something still, you can use toilet paper.
Yeah, but you still rip. Again, toilet paper, you ripped it before you even use it, right?
You could roll the whole roll.
When was the last time you've ever done that? Ever. Ever. So far also, you can use the whole thing. You can, my kids still fall, just wrap around everything, right?
Yeah, but you don't need every toilet paper much quicker, toilet request, whatever.
It goes by price. So yeah.
So
I don't know. It's hard to understand. It is a Gemara, not a Gemara. But mice, I see all the swarms. Some of them say silver foil is definitely get of Muxamach Maskufa. That's certainly the case in the assembly line. A similar thing. You have a roll of plastic tablecloths. Can you use it on Shabbos because, you know, they're not ripped? He's supposed to rip it. How do you look upon it? Come on, the biscuit chuvis, he says. Back to all the paper. Please, Shemach, listen, the Shitosa, he says. And therefore, if you need to, without ripping it, Tzarek Kufay, go use it over here. Atzala Shani, come with Arfa Shabbos, says, what do you mean? The way to go use it is to rip it. So it's on the assembly line. It's not finished. Not finished yet. They have a Muxamach Maskufay. So again, there's a Shigal Nas question. When you look at something that is not finished yet, that can't be used in your body that way. Taking it a step further, let's analyze. What's the case of a pen? That means, we discussed already that someone say a case of a pen on Shabbos is Klish Shemach Leheter, there's no Ishtamshus of Klish Shemach Leheter, there's no Ishtamshus of Heter. Whether that Shemach Shabbos seemed to go this way, but Steve Weber, that we had a hard time with because the Chorah, people use it all the time, to point, to scratch, they do things with it. Api Svara, and what time is Klish Shemach Leheter? You made it right. Shalom Zalman, Yashu, Shalom Yudah, and others. Rafa Shabbos. Come on, Luach HaMokta and Halacha Shleima, they come along and ask a question. What is ink better? Ink is made to go right. And therefore, it's not finished yet. It's on the assembly line. If the ink is made to go right, or Nichol get a Mokta Machmas Gufoi, so the pen is now bosses to Mokta Machmas Gufoi. What's the plastic around it? What's the metal around it? Let's put the certain pens that you refill on the side. Most pens are not refilling, right? Put the Parkers to the side. Most pens are not refilling. So in essence, the plastic is the bus, is the ink over here. So the ink is Mokta Machmas Gufoi. So let the pen itself be Mokta Machmas Gufoi. And therefore, why calling it Imash Imash Heter? Why calling Klitsch Mal Isser? Call Mokta Machmas Gufoi. It's not finished till you use the ink on the piece of paper and you read from it. So I think over here, no one says that way, but I think it's a Svart Mechalik, Gimadimian. Well, first, a piece of paper is not finished until you write upon it. You have a blank piece of paper, oh, it's written upon. You have a fan that's not working, now the fan's working. You have a car that's not finished, now you have a car that's finished. That means the shikl of das of a person is, he looks upon it, it's not finished until it gets a certain stage. Paper is not finished when you wrote upon it. The fan is now to be used when it's connected, and the car is finished when it's ready to be used. Mashing and pen, when you have the ink, the person says, oh, when the ink's on a piece of paper, oh, the ink's finished. No, we don't associate the ink. The ink is when you write with it, that's it. Now the paper is finished. No one looks at the ink as now going to a new level. That means we associate the ink is finished in the pen. And now we write, now we're looking at the paper. That means the ink is like bottle of paper, like that's the ink of point over here. So the person not looking as the ink as being on the assembly line to finish, people think the pen is a finished product over here. Maybe to give an example, Kainze. Nails and screws on Shabbos. What are they? We set a button that's most important to screw for you. A screw, a nail. Is that the same idea? Because what's the button? To go on a shirt to connect it. Nails and screws, what is that exactly? So every Sefer calls it Klishimat L'Isser. Either they call it Klishimat L'Isser as no establishment of Heter, of Rashi, of Sham, Yehuda, Lucha, Mux, and others. Or they say, Stam Klishimat L'Isser. That's Shmir Shabbos, Choroshani, Yathiyosef, and others. Now, what's Klishimat L'Isser? What's the difference between that and a button? You have a button here, you have put on a shirt, you have a screw here that's connected to pieces of wood. One, everyone says, Muxamach Maskufai, and the screw, everyone says, is Klishimach L'Isser, depends what level Klishimach L'Isser. I think the way how people look at things, when you have a button, really it's two stages. You have to put the button on the shirt, and then its function is to connect two sides of the shirt. That means there's, I have to put it on something, and then do its function. A screw, its function is to connect things. When I put it into the object, it connects it. That's it. Not like a button I put on the shirt, and now I'm doing a second thing. I'm connecting one side to another. That means my button, there are two shlavim. I have to first put it on the shirt, and then I connect two things. So that means one's an assembly line, and one's a finished product on your shirt. What?
Not a button's not connecting.
But still, most buttons are, but every button, what? But of course you close. Who doesn't open? Some people. I know, but still, that's the function over here. The point is over here to look like it's made to. The point is to really connect. That's still its function. Screws, the function are just to connect. That's its function. That's it. There's no two shlav in there. That means a car, you have to finish and then you drive. By anything that you have to do a second shlav and then do something afterwards, that's what it means that's not finished right now. That's why you can argue toilet paper. You have to rip and then use. So full after rip and then use. That's the argument over here. But something that the whole you still need to connect and that's it. That's its function. That's about a clee. A screw is to connect. That's it. Not then do things afterwards. Then we don't look at the screws anymore. Don't say, oh, the screws in the bench over here. The screws are finished. So I think also the ink people look at is finished now. I think that's the circle of dots. It's like the case of a screw. Kane's it. Well, come on, Avkamina. What are staples? Built upon this, of course, staples are Klishumat L'Isser, it's made to connect things. Yaki Yosef, Chalavrom. Some of the Lucha Mukso, Sham Yosef, he puts a case of a screw on the Klishumat L'Isser, and he puts a staple on the Muksamat Maskufai. I have no idea what the Chilik is. Well, it's Mamash the same thing, it's made to connect things.
Staples are come together. You have to use the staple in order to muffer it.
So that, you want to say because it's mama stuck together and the Gemara is separating it. That's your story. The thing is separate. Like if you rip the toilet paper, you have to separate the ones. That means if you have one, you'd be masking.
And the staple bag. And the staple.
do something to it, because we have to attach the things. You see, you have to change the most. Okay, you want to say, I want to tell you, Ulai, as far as you have to change something to the most of the thing itself. Dental floss, to use it on Shabbos. What is it? Is it most smakless good body? Well, yeah, we had to start grouping my timeline. So again, I see the machlokes lochem mukhtim b'nidan of gold. You want to say mukhtim machmas gufoy? Well, I like toilet paper. You have to first rip that standard and then use it. Atah shayin the shmir Shabbos. He comes along and says, "It's a klish machlaser." Meister, people is bought this way. A scroll of tamshes over here. Somehow, I'm not sure how the lochem mukhtim meister is more machmas over here than over toilet paper. Because ketshuvus is more makel than the case of toilet paper. Not sure how the makal, but again, according to the side we have to analyze, we need to look at something being shimur, something nichon together of a gemara. And not the Gemara yet. Something's on assembly line. Fine. I call the first klal of what's nichol a muktzamach maskuvay. Then klal number one is has no shimush right now, not chamush, not during the week. And building upon that, even though eventually we'll have shimush, but since the matzim is right now, it's nichol a category of muktzamach maskuvay. The second klal, something that has shimush, but now the gufa dover has a shimush, use it terrifically. The thing itself has no shtamshus. Example: money. What is money? So, Besem, there is a Rebunio, a Rishon already that says it's only also at Mimsa Chetzko, it's a Klish Shemach L'Isser. Meister Oilmus for the Mishnebu and Nagdomo, also Sekondi the Gimel, he says money is Mukhtar Mach Maskufoy. Api the Rambam, Perchafei, the Pirigodim, and others, it's Mukhtar Mach Maskufoy. The question is why? Money has Shemush during the week, has terrific Shemush. Why? Explain to the Achoinim, Choshani, Shalmeisin, money in essence, if a person had a good memory, and he trusts the other person, there's no reason for money. That means money is better than a barter system. Just to make sure that sometimes you don't trust the other person, or you don't remember. But people remember things, and people trust the other person, there's no reason for money. That means you have to realize the Busa Shabbat, money is meaningless. Money be'etzem is Musa Machmas Kufay is a rack. It just represents things, and it's an illusion. And if on Shabbat, it's nothing. That's the side of here. Rishon and Malacha, then Be'etim again, if you trust a person, you have good memory, there's no point. There's nothing over here. Building upon this question.
Is Charles the most massive?
No, because it has use. They wrote things, they did things with it.
No, it's fully because if you had a good memory, you don't need your star. If you had trust in good memory, you don't need your star.
Yeah, but I think they created something over here. Maybe we'll get a Chilich Mimina. We'll see. Building upon it. What is a credit card? So, but again, if they trust you and it's good memory, right, what's the point of a credit card? So, first, the Archer Shabbos writes credit cards is chasar and kiss. To say that, I'm very hard to understand.
You can't say one second.
A credit card, I think people use to underline, people use to keep exactly the holding. People take it out, people leave it behind. To say it's chasar and kiss, I have a hard time with Archer Shabbos says. All they say is klishimat, it says no shtapshes of heter. Also, not sure why people use the bookmark over here again, the underline, so I don't understand that. Come on, look at the Shani, he says, Mice says, Mukhtar Gomer, it's like money. Money, that's not as I use. This is just a fancy piece of money over here. Or Choshabbos is Ksav Yad, now only change. He also said, was it Mukhtar Machmas Gufay? Then he changed his mind to Sarmikis. There's a Sephora to argue not this way, but Ishtak is Sephora. That's not Nichol in the category of money, it's only Nichol in the category of Klisha Machmas Isser. I saw a sefer, Ibn Hilchos brings down of Rothenberg, that a credit card be'etzem is a small computer, has a computer chip inside. It's more than just transferring money. It has the information, has the account info. It is doing not as much as a computer, but it has a lot of information over there and it keeps track of things for you. So in essence, it's doing more than just transferring and holding on to something. It itself is a small computer that has a limited amount of information that's doing things for you. Again, you can go, you swipe something, it goes to your account. You know what? What?
Any QR code also has all the information.
Right, I'm just fine. I have no problem with that. I mean, any card that a person can use, they say even a Katis Ravkov, he says, the Maisa, you can use it to fill up. Has uses like Kli. Kli is you fill up with water, you fill up with not information, you can buy things. So I hear Stark is for the Ravkov, or in this case of a credit card, is Nichol Kli Shemach L'Isser. I mean, I see what Kartis, again, they shouldn't be the credit card, there's four options among this form. It's a Sarkis, English Thompson of Heter, it's Muslimach Maskufoy, or I think, Api Sfar, the only thing on your stack, Kli Shemach L'Isser. Because MITRE has a use, and it has a function. It's a small computer that's doing too much, but it's more than just memory. It's saying, transferring information over here. However, a case, let's say a person in the older times, something called a Chachi Chavshi, I don't know if you know what that is anymore, or a Katisma Avar, where they just had these little pieces of paper that you went on the bus on, it's like hundreds of years ago, 3-4 years ago. So these things over here, MITRE, that's better, that's more smart, what's good for you? That's what it is, there's no real use over here. So even though we have an idea
like
of money,
star.
What?
Would that be like a star? How do you manage this?
That's, I'm giving you the stars, and you tell me. The way how I manage it, it sounds like there's more information over here. It's definitely get electrically. It's not just a barter system; it's more than that. Actually, it tells you information. He bought this. What's a star? I borrowed from him with information. Once the information turns into a click. I think credit card turns into a click and it has information there. More than just the fact that this represents. More than that. That's our kiss. That's some kiss means you're mocked upon, not for any other reason. Any cliche mocked to isn't that's very expensive is not for some kiss. You won't leave it around because you don't want to lose it.
Why?
Because you want. That doesn't make sense.
Value
did not make Sarn kiss. Sarn kiss has to be mapped, not for other stamshas. Are you mapped not to put it as a bookmark in your cipher? No. Are you mapped not to make lines? No. So there's no akpoto. Yeah, yeah. That too, also. Yeah. You're swiping, these before internet had credit cards, yes. Naheim, right? Like, how do you use your life? Credit cards, no internet? Yeah. Yes, I've credit card that internet. What? Well, this is new generation. Fine. Next level. Something that has estamshis, but gufa dover, but the gufa dover is only used a one time thing. Called another day kiloi. That means we have a sugyo and that kavdal the manal put on the mishigus called the manal the kisim bekas. Bekas is a strip of wood that a person can use in yontif on Shabbos since has no shtamshus. Even the gemara and the mishigus says in different category muksam matmas kuvoy. In fact, make it simple. Shlomo Zalman he says honestly it has a use and it has a use for gufa dover. Go burn it. Makes wonderful fire. Makes heat over here. Cook things. Why is the bekas muksam matmas kuvoy? She says a very simple yisai. That the idea of a kli is something that you use over and over and over and over. That means you have a table and you have chairs. You use them over. You don't burn them. It has a constant use over here. Masha enkein things, something that you use one time. Also, not nichol get of a kli. It's a one-time use. They will come out of nafkamina. What are cosmetics? What are inks? What are detergent? These things are one-time use. How do you look upon it? The question. To ask upon this, if you're saying because something has a no other kilo is a one time use, it's not a kli, but gabi you can use it, and it has used the gula dover. So, why did the case of in there, says the Mishkura, be iki pasak the mogavom, therefore, Agam brings down the yavits, they bring out the point where the Mishkura is making a mistake. Mishkura says, and the pasak in the Mish Ayin test, the Shahid see him, then there is kli shemalakta the iser. There is lamu the sarku from the kaimai. And there is a one time use that burns down. If in those days it burned down, today we put them out. Today, sometimes put them out. Not the etim of wood you put out and burn also again. Same thing. Why wood you burn you put out to use over? Nair you put out to use over. Why they're mostly this anoda kiloi and nair is please shemak is according to Mishnah Berurah and the wood is mostly shemak maskufoi. What's the difference? Mamish is the same Mishnah Berurah. It's called Lamadalit. What's the chiluk between the case, these two cases? So the according to try to give it to him. Obviously the tariff makes a massive enough communities. Is Ner different? Or is Bekas different? Which one's different and which one's the Ikki Yisai? That means Israel Mahalach, the Hano, the Kilo is not a Kli. It's in the Chodeshani. So Betim is not a Kli. Just the way how a person looks upon the Ner, he says a person who takes soap, you wash it off, the film that comes over is a one time use. When a person uses a Ner, a person looks as if he's using the whole Ner. Again, just the top is burning, the Kilo, the structure's on top. But a person looks, he's looking at the national shaiva, the whole entire wax candle is being used over here. So since what's being burnt only the top, but the rest of it's being stuck staying around, so that's nichlan, a person sees it, it's a kli over here. That's one way of saying it over. Bar soap. Bar soap, he says, the person uses the filament. It might be, it's all together, but the top layer is being used over here, that's it. The way how Sri Weber, you want to say drop different, but also wine there is different. Because what are we really using? The flame on top. The flame is giving the heat on top. But the wax that's burning is a separate entity. So the flame is its entity, the candle is something else. We'll call it Gedevikli. A Maisa, another way of answering it, Echlami. And there is Moksamach Maskufa. Moshe says that. The Pasuk of Moshe, another Kilo, he says in there, he says, what is saw the Mashal inside? The Moksamach Maskufa. So what mahalach that any another Kilo is Nichle Gedev Moksamach Maskufa? I tell Hashemi, where the Archa Shabbos, when he says it over, he says, Yeshla Chalik Perkert. The cast was not created. There's no Anokha Shuvel here. There's no company that's made it. You might have shipped it down and broke it down. Mashenki in a candle. There's a Chonokha Shuvel over here. Something, it's all made it over here. Detergent, these things over these different ideas that are created, toothpaste, someone made it. But it's an object. It's an object. You might be used one time. But you want to maybe by a candle, the person puts it out and uses it. Maybe they'll get it over there because it's being used over and over. But you want to have a carrot. The Ikea said over here is that the cast is different because no one really made anything over here. There's no Achonach HaShuvah. Anything else like Achonach HaShuvah, Nech Gedev HaKli? The way that we can say, but he wants a Mechalek, then he wants Taner, and there has a Tzuvah of a Kli. Mashenki, Kass is not a Tzuvah of a Kli. So nice, we have different studies how to look at something that is being destroyed by its use. What is it? Is it a Kli or not a Kli? The local Maisa among the Sfarim, Kedaika is a Machalikis. The Mitzvah Shabbos brought down Mechayno, he's discussing a case of ink. He says, ink? The Noda Kiloi. Moksamach Maskufai. Now, that's what I get about back with the case of your pen over here. Is it a basis? Not a basis or not. Ramosha, he discussed a case of soap. He says, that's a Noda Kiloi. Moksamach Maskufai. Mihashi went this way also. Chodeshani, Noda Kiloi is definitely a category of Moksamach Maskufai. Why it's not a Kli over here? Atzad Hasheni, Piske Chuvis, Yachi Yaisir, they come on Taino. What do you mean? He created something. That's still in the category of being a Kli, Bishmak the Isser, and Motor Tarku from the Kaimai. The Maestro, if you look in Shlomo Zalman, Biki wants to be Makel, but says, Time to be Machmar. The Hulk came over here. Shmir Shabbos went this way. The Simcha Bonim in the Sefer, every time he brings down this case over here, and they get it to something that's another Kiloi, so he always has the Sefer three levels. He has a Locha, he has a Go, and he has a Oris. Those are Go in between. You know, the Go only has a certain times. The go in between, every single time he discusses this case or Noda Kiloi, he always writes the loch is the ikil hakol, and that guy, as you know, those disagree. Every time I write detergent, toothpaste, good name, the ikil hakol. That means you take out the two English form, the two of Shabbos, ikil is machmer. So one ikil is being made over here. I mean, what to go do is machmer is among the svarim. To go through just different cases that the svarim speak out, let's take a very simple case of cosmetics. Cosmetics, mice, or whatever, splosh, lipstick, gudomo, let's say put the iser, avada can be used on Shabbos, it's iser. But can a person move it to a kufu mekaimai? It's on your counter, you want to move it away. So those want taino, the Shalma Yehuda, a Feldman Lakewood, Shalma Henderson, Uxamach Maskufai, Mama Shanada Kiloi, to move it to a kufu mekaimai, mice, it's also. Simcha Bonu, he writes on top, what's the problem? Mice, it was created by a company, Nichli Gedev HaKli over here. Now, you could tell me, well, by now it says, we know Muksa, Drabonon, Sabdabalakulo, so it's all question very similar to Mekel. You have to realize this question in Etzim has three, four reasons why to be Machel. Svek, Svek, Lachumro. Number one, the whole idea to be Mekel on an air is against the Yavitz, against the Chayodom, against the Adonazer, against our Choshokhan, against our Moshe. But those myself over Machel in the case of an air. Void. I think he said the right names, maybe not, but Zulu Rav Moshe, the Lozal Maisel, or Machon the Yavitz. Void, the whole idea of establishing the idea of Kiloi, also the Machlaikis, Lozal Mami Machmer, a second reason. A third, the Machlaikis of Klishman, it says no establishes of Heter. These things have no establishes of Heter. It's also Machlaikis. So a few reasons the Maisel first to be Machmer. Why? Because maybe Neti Machmer, Muxta Machmer's Gufay, maybe it is, and maybe the case over here is no Shibush of Heter. Well, I'm not going to them. But if you want to move it because you want to be clean on the counter, that's the reason why you're moving it. Tzarek Mekaymoy, the way you mentioned Machlaikis, is that Nichol the category of Tzarek Mekaymoy, but Nichol Mechavel itself. It comes out, we make all some double cool. I said three, four reasons why the Maisa, Svexer, could be Machm over here. A similar case in Shabbos, you have matches. Can you move them on Shabbos? Tzarek Mekaymoy, not. So, Nichol Shabbos, what time? Mice is a case of Bekas. Mamish a chip of wood. Based on Mice, Mice asks it. Asar Hashanim, the Tildova, Shlomo Zalman says, what do you mean? It's a kli. It's created over here. It's kli shemak for Yisr. Shemir Shabbos goes this way. Simple bottom, the way if he wants to go over here, and for Shabbos goes, yeah, it's kli shemak for Yisr. There's no ashtamshin of heter. What can we use it for? No ashtamshin of heter. We might say, come on to be machmer. So come to the law again. What's it go do? We have three or four reasons a svek svek is to be machmer. Number two, machmer in the case of an error. Number two, the ashtamshin of the kli. Number three, there's no ashtamshin of heter klal. Void, the woman you talk about coming, also doesn't want to be machmer. Well, maybe no. Yesh. In the case of ink, I mean, not inside a pen, but that's even a bottle of ink. No, that's not. Either it's like a bekas, or it's not a nichel gedev gemar shimush. That's what's machmas gufoy. Detergent, that's what I see most from, put on the case of bekas. And therefore, nothing was created over here. There's no kli over here. Therefore, it's most machmas gufoy. What's nail polish? Same machlokes. Same chabad. What's if we make a gam the grob examples of machmer? Shamahuda says, what do you mean? It's not nichel together of a kli because it's a no adikili. Toothpaste, the same thing. What to go do? The Tula Shabbos, one English savior says avada. Muksavam is good for you. Simcha Bonim, the other English savior says avada. There's what to be samachan the kli shemach lehet over here. Another machlokes. Same question. What do in the case of another kli? Similar idea. Every bar or so, same shiloh. But Moshe they asked him, he said avada. Muksavam is good for you. Mishitosli. Dine Fisher, Liashim, and Zilba and others. Atzala Sheni, Shmir Shabbos says, it's bad to be Machmer. Why? It could be Michael. Shalom Zam goes this way. Atzala Shlishi, Avazner, Avazner, and Liashim, coming to two sides. Yikamel, it says, there's no Shimush of Heter. Tzad Revi, those one times, is Kalish Shemak to Isser. We're going to save it, it's a Shabbos. That means you have four options what to go do. And who you have Svek, Svek is, why exactly Machmer here? Well, it's nice, right now we went through three column, these stages over here of what are clear Muksamach Muskufay. Number one is no Shimush right now, whether on Shabbos or Yimechol. A Gam even might change the Shimush on the assembly line, Muksamach Muskufay. The second call and has a Shimush, but not the Gufa Dover, like money, is Muksamach Muskufay. A third thing has a Shimush, and the Gufa Dover, the Shimush is only one time, the those who are Machmer. Three more column, say quicker, is that. The fourth one is, we already mentioned the Kli Shemach L'Isser, there's no Shabbos Heter at all on Shabbos. We said it's Machlekes. If you look upon Shabbos itself, we look at it during the week. If you look on Shabbos, then it has no Shabbos, not Shabbos. Never looks at Machlekes Kuvoy. We look at Kalius. And that one time, that's maybe the Machlekes over here, what the situation is by the case of a National Shaiva. That's a fourth Yisoid. A fifth Yisoid is Dalsis Abayis. Lochan Siftes, Sifyot. The loch is a muksa machmas kufoy. Why is that so? The locha bigza machlikis, Rashi vs. Rambam. Rashi says in nichlin category not being a kli. The Rambam says not muchel in total. The loch says the ikka malach is not muchel in total. That means it has no use right now. That means he's saying over the bialocha that adasa bias has no use right now. Gami flat to connect it tomorrow. It's not made for total until you connect it. It's muksa machmas kufoy. A sixth case, a sixth aside, which we'll have to get back to, is something has a shimush and a shimush right now, but the shimush is a big kriyas makom. That means basically you have a picture on the wall. Let's say it's not a kiss, a chsorin kiss, but it's kriya makom. You mentioned already, built upon the loch and sif and aleph, the chadnish has a chidish over here. It's something that's kriyas makom and you don't move. A picture on the wall is very cheap, maybe 10 shekels over here. That lost the shame kli. To be a kli is something that moves. Things that do not move, has no shame kli. People can move, plan to move, otherwise lose the shame kli. But Moshe says, what are you talking about? You may have a brand new muksa over here, but it is not the gedev of Kalim. Therefore, the gedev built upon the chanish will get back to what is his gedev to find the definition of kli, and the gedev to things that are kviyas makom. I can't muksa mat maskufoy. Hashem, tomorrow, we mamshech, I go to the second sigur here, the sigur of Shiva Kalim.
Oh, yeah. For something that's...